you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Good evening, America, and welcome to the very first show of the new year for Just the News, No Noise. It is January 2nd, 2023. Yes, time to take the Christmas tree out to the stand. Let the garbage man take it out. We hope you had a safe and prosperous holiday and a good start to your new year. I'm John Solomon reporting to you once again from our studio right here in Washington, D.C. Amanda, are you there? There you are.
Yes, indeed. Good evening, John, and happy new year to all of you out there. I'm your co-host, Amanda Head, reporting to you back here in Los Angeles, California. And man, oh man, do we have quite the show for you tonight. Over the last year, John has been bringing his hard work to the front lines of our show, breaking news stories that dive deep into policy, government, accountability, bad actors, and more. And you saw many of them here on this show first. Meanwhile, the top lines that I've brought to the forefront of our conversation for discussion this last year haven't always been the most fun, positive, or lighthearted either. So to kick off the new year and before the 118th Congress gets sworn into office tomorrow, John and I figured that we would bring some of our favorite comedians from an up-and-coming production called That Show Tonight to reintroduce themselves, talk about their comedy, what's to come, and show us some of their best work from their shows over the last year.
Oh, God, I love it. We need a laugh. I mean, the way we ended the 2022, spending $1.7 trillion right down the toilet bowl, we do need a laugh. And I tell you, the guys at That Show Tonight, they know how to make people laugh. They are lighting up the country. They've been on the show so many times, and we laugh. In fact, I usually end up in tears by the time it's over. Joining us right now is Paul Crisetti and Michael Loftus, writers, producers, comedians. Well, heck, they're just funny guys. Welcome, guys. Good to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. I want to ask this guy. I think a lot of people have, I grew up with my dad watching the Dean Martin roast and the Johnny Carson, and then transitioned to Jay Leno and David Letterman. And back then, comedy was for everybody. You could laugh. Everyone was an equal opportunist comedian. But the last 10 years have been about comedy for the few, comedy for the elitist. People are tuning off the networks. They don't watch the shows. You started That Show Tonight, and it feels like it's comedy for the rest of America. Tell us what inspired you to go do this.
Well, I mean, for me, as a comedian and as a writer, yeah, you look at late night television and you know that everyone has the same political point of view. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, everyone down the line, Bill Maher, every single one of them. And you're like, wait, so they're not going to tell any of these great jokes? They're not going to make fun of Biden for falling up the stairs three times? So we got to do it. We have to do it. And there's such a huge segment of the population that just is like, thank you for doing these bits. Thank you for making fun of these idiots, these morons. So it's a lot of fun, and it's extremely rewarding.
It is. Yeah. It's funny.
And it's rewarding for us getting to watch and laugh. And, you know, I wanted to ask you something culturally, because we saw Dave Chappelle's special come out on Netflix. And what was interesting to me, and I'm interested to know, Paul, to you specifically, or you first, rather, was it interesting to you? Did you notice that, you know, Dave Chappelle criticized pretty much everybody? There was a little bit of offense that was laid out for practically every segment of the population. And the left was up in arms over Dave Chappelle. They wanted to cancel him, be done with him, hashtag cancel Dave Chappelle. And folks on the right, there were a few bits in there that they were offended by as well, but they said, no, free speech, let comedians be comedians. Paul, to you first.
Yeah, you know, Amanda, it's symbolic of what's happening in comedy, right? And John, to your point, you know, the classic comedy, you know, just thrives because it exposes the truth, right, in an entertaining light. And I mean, how many viewers did Chappelle get? I mean, millions and millions. And yet the dark cloud of censorship hangs over him. despite all the success and all the views he gets, right? And that's what we're seeing is, so the left forever has controlled pop culture and Hollywood, right? Now they're protecting these woke ideas through censorship and suppression. And we're up against it, but we've got a great plan. And like Michael says, we get huge positive reaction from the shows. People are starving for the content, and we're determined to distribute it and present it to America.
Now, you do it well, and you've taken it on the road. You get this extraordinary reaction when you go to another city, you bring your troupe, and you light it up. How rewarding is it to know that when you go in the real world and you connect with people, that they're longing for this? This is what they've been wanting on television for 5 or 10 years that they've been deprived. They're like people on an island who've been starved. They're so happy when they get it. What's it been like for you, Michael, to see that reaction in real time?
It's the wildest thing, and it's like super rewarding. Jim Brewer and myself and a few other cast members, we went to Tulsa, Oklahoma last year, and sold out show, standing room only, and the people are just losing their minds. I mean, as a comedian, it's fun. When you see somebody do that move where they're starting to crumple over because their ribs are hurting, that's what you want. I want that, and I want people to come up to me after the show and go, I might have peed my pants a little bit. Those are the two best compliments we can get. And everybody just comes up and they're like, thank you for doing this. Thank you for doing this show. Everybody, especially with social media, everybody feels marginalized. And there is a huge group of people, a group of people that have just common sense values that are just like, when you're sitting in your home, you feel kind of alone. But when you go out to a show or you watch one of our live streams and you see just an audience full of people howling, you're like, okay, one, I'm not crazy. And two, this is hilarious. And then three, I should use the bathroom before the show starts.
That's my bumper good sticker point. Right there.
That's what I have to do every day on this show, too. Michael, I wanted to ask you, you know, we live in a culture where everyone is so sensitive about everything. As far as comedy, is there are there any topics that you feel like you have to avoid?
Hold on one second. Yes, Amanda just asked me if I was sensitive. I know, I'm hurt. I'm deeply hurt. That's the one thing I'm sensitive about. This is my lawyer. I'm suing. I am suing this entire broadcast.
I knew.
I had to do the bit. No, I just want to get back to the Dave Chappelle thing. Dave Chappelle, and this is what we do as well, you just plow forward. Funny is funny. And once you start thinking, oh, is this too sensitive or is this too bad? Now, our show, I want to have a broad appeal. So we keep it PG-13. You know, people hear that, oh, it's anti-PC, it's anti-woke. And they worry about, oh, it's good, there's going to be a language thing. I come from the world of television. I think it's funnier if things are PG-13 and everybody can enjoy it. But nothing is taboo. Nothing is off limits. And that's what the left doesn't want. They don't want their ideas to be mocked. So we're just going to keep going. We're going to keep plowing forward. Nothing is off limits. And if they try to cancel you, you just keep going. That's what Dave Chappelle knows. That's what we know. That's what all the good comedians know.
I do. I want to ask about the business model in a second, but before we do that, I've been thinking about this. If George Carlin were alive today, the man who broke comedy censorship, he literally broke it, what would he think about the moment that the leftist marketplace in Hollywood has imposed on comedy? I'll start with you, Paul. I want to ask you that as a businessman first.
Yeah, you know, I think he'd be appalled, right? You know, just like so many other comedians. And, you know, The sad thing is that the left, with this woke, you know, cancel culture, you know, they're really ruining comedians. You got comedians that are changing the way they perform,
yep,
and they're not as funny. Or you got some that are just kind of throwing in the towel. Now, when you think of Seinfeld, right, he's pretty much said he doesn't want to deal with it. And it's a shame, because that's one of the things that we really want to do with this. We want to entertain. We know there's a huge market starving for the content, for the product, but we also want to balance the scales too, because the culture they call it a culture war, right? But it's all one sided. And, you know, the challenge the left has is a lot of great comedy is based on truth, has elements of the truth, right? And if comedy is based on propaganda, on promoting a narrative, it's just not funny. And then, like Michael says, when we're able to make fun of anybody and everyone, we're equal opportunity, right? Then we can bring in real funny, real comedy. And that's our mission. We want to make real comedy have a comeback.
We're all for it.
Yeah. And Paul, I wanted to ask you about the business aspect of it, because I have long since felt like humor is a really great medicine. So many people spend so much money on therapy when they could get a really great bargain and purchase a subscription to your service. Talk to us, you know, why did you decide to do subscriptions and how much success has it had?
Well, you know, it's a reflection, Amanda, of the fact, you know, the market, the environment that we're in, right? And, you know, the traditional mainstream distributions, you know, we've had conversations with them. Michael's talked to them, and they understand that there's a huge market. They're just nervous about looking friendly to the right. So what we've done, which has been great, is we established a website where we stream the shows, and oftentimes we stream them live, which is super exciting. And we're on a private server that was created and built by freedom-loving technologists and finance team. So we're not at risk of getting parlored, right, as we say.
Yeah.
And so we're safe. But what we don't have, we have a great cast. We've got great comedians, writers. You know, we've got Michael, Jim Brewer. We've got a whole lot of others that are really motivated to showcase their talent on a platform where they're not going to be restricted. But the one thing that we don't have that the Hollywood woke shows do is a big budget. So it's basically been a grassroots process where we're raising awareness, right? Word's getting out, and we're growing the subscriptions and the awareness, and the revenues are coming.
It is an amazing thing. We got about 35 seconds left. I was on Cloud Hub. There looks like there's a big crowdfunded effort to take you guys daily out there. Tell us about that real quickly.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
So again, we're looking for a way to raise money and funds so that we can bring back real comedy. We know there's a huge market out there. And so our goal is to build up a foundation of funds that we can use to fund a year's worth of production. And we know that if we can get a year's worth of production where we can attract more of the top talent like Michael and Jim Brewer, right? We'll put and surround them with the top writers in the business, that we will be able to take it from there and generate the revenues going forward to self-sustain and continue the show.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special. 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires?
Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers, you don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Welcome back, everybody, and we are back with Paul Crisetti and Michael Loftus, two of the funniest people, well, very smart-minded people in the entire comedy realm. Thank you guys for coming back on with us.
Wonderful to be here. This is great. This is the best way to start the new year.
Happy New Year.
I couldn't agree more. And I think that for folks who want to have a New Year's resolution, I think a great New Year's resolution is to laugh more. So, Paul, tell people how they can get involved, how they can donate. I know that a huge portion of this platform is crowdsourcing. So talk to our audience about that.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. So there's a couple ways. So one, they can go to thatshowtonight.com and subscribe. That'll give them access to our shows and all the exclusive content that we built. And then the other way is we do have a crowdfunding effort going on right now. And it's at fundfreely.com/thatshowtonight. So, and it's through Clout Hub. And they've had tremendous success raising money for the Canadian truckers and other great freedom-loving causes. And they've embraced our show and are looking for people to help us really take it to the next level.
That's amazing. So I have a subscription. We watch, and then I had friends over the last time for the last show. And the first thing they said is, I don't want this once a month. I want this like every night. How do we get this once a night? You guys are building a culture of learning for new comedians. You have some new characters that came on in the last show. Michael, you're building something really big here. It isn't just a show. It's a movement and a culture of learning. Tell us a little bit of what it's like to take young comedians and start to throw them into the pot of comedy that you brew every week.
It's an absolute blast. And that's been one of the real highlights of this whole thing. As word gets out, as word slowly spreads, other comedians who, you know, are freedom loving, small government, and they think they're going to be censored at other comedy clubs. They come to the America First Warehouse, the studios where we shoot. And it's like watching like little ducklings learn how to swim. And sometimes, you know, they might go too far, but you're just like, whoa, easy there. Just, you know, you just got, I'd rather have somebody who goes too far and then you pull them back a little bit. Which is great for that's how you learn, man. That's how you got to start pushing boundaries and pressing buttons, and then you dial it back for the actual show and for the actual tapings and the videos. But it's so fun and exciting to watch what these kids come up with. You know, just see what we did. One of our cast members, Gerard Michaels, had this idea. Like he goes, the government has failed. You know, we should let the mob run things again. So we did this commercial for the Sabatini crime family, offering their protection services. And it's like, every time I watch it, I laugh. Every time I watch it.
No, it's brilliant.
I love it. I wanted to ask you, demographically speaking, I know that there are people probably across the entire spectrum who appreciate your comedy, but springboarding off of what we were discussing in the last segment with cancel culture being so prevalent on the left, have you found that with your comedy and the drought of comedy on the left in light of cancel culture that you've had people from maybe the left side of the spectrum come over and support?
Not yet, but here's what we have had: an unbelievable amount of censorship. Even though it's like it's all comedy, there's no foul language. It's wonderful. You know, you can watch it with grandma. Facebook won't let us advertise. YouTube won't let us advertise. TikTok has kicked us off the platform and they haven't even given us a reason. So this is what I love about the crowdfunding aspect and people supporting us by getting subscriptions. There is zero tolerance. These are just jokes. And if your philosophy can't withstand a group of people, you know, doing sketch comedy, making fun of your ideas, then your ideas suck. You know, it just makes me want to go harder. It just makes me want to go faster because, like, I know other, like, I have liberal comedian friends and they'll watch and they'll go, dude, that was funny. That was funny. But no one will say anything publicly. We're not supposed to. This is the show that the left desperately doesn't want to have exist. And that's why I thank everybody for supporting it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. A couple of years ago, Jeff Foxworthy, I was at an event, and he told all these great stories of the terrible things that you don't see on screen that go on. And I learned one thing. It is very dangerous to travel with comedians. There has to be some good stories of things. What's your favorite moment on set since this project began, guys?
Oh, my gosh. Paul, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, so I would say, just like Michael said, bringing the new guys in and having them get after it. And, you know, I think at our last show, we did a bit that was It's a Wonderful Life. So Michael does a great Biden, but we brought in a comedian, Jason Scoop, that did an amazing Biden. And then Michael did the Clarence the Angel. I mean, he nailed it, and we filmed it in black and white, and everybody was having a blast. And you're laughing so hard, it's like several takes to get it right. But I mean, that's just typical. Every time we're having fun doing it, and it's a blast, and everybody just enjoys the process. And I guess the last thing I'd say on that too, John, is to Michael's point. You know, as the awareness increases, we are seeing people in Hollywood that are kind of envious and saying, hey, how do I become a part of that, right? We've got a writer who was a longtime writer on the Jay Leno show that has reached out to us. We've got several other entertainers that have said, hey, you know, keep me in mind. So this thing is growing. We're excited.
I love it.
Love that.
Anything dangerous, Michael? Have you locked anyone out of the room naked and had to run around the hotel all night? Nothing like that.
No, but here's what did happen. We had a quick change. I mean, this is live. When we go live, we had a quick change. And there's a wonderful actress, comedian, Michelle Fox. And she had to get out of a costume, put on a wig, and then her mic pack somehow got up through her bra and wrapped around her. And she's running around backstage. And she just looks at me and goes, help me. And it was just so. And then I shouldn't have laughed. No, I should have helped. But we managed to get her in the costume and we did the switcheroo. And it was hilarious. That was my favorite part, was her just going, help me.
Now that was me and my brother. The first thing we would have grabbed was a camera. Yeah, we were going to capture all that on video. Yeah. So, oh man, that's amazing.
Paul, I wanted to ask you, because John is exactly right with respect to the frequency of these shows and the content that you put out. People are absolutely thirsting for more. So tell us what 2023 looks like for you, new projects, things like that.
Absolutely, man. So our goal is we want to do 20 shows a year. And the way we're thinking about it, Saturday Night Live does 17 shows. So we want to do 20. And so we'd like to get up to a point where we do two a month. We've also done a couple of talk show type, talk suit type shows. And Michael is brilliant at that. And so we are definitely looking to produce more of those. So increasing the frequency, which again, you know, having the funds and the ability to support it and produce it professionally is key. But that's definitely, you know, we made huge strides in 2022. So we just see more and better in 2023.
That's awesome. You guys, when you guys did the A Place for Dad, which we got the show on the show, and people like a day later, I noticed that something had come in on the webmaster account at Just the News. And I looked at it and it said, hey, guys, I want to find if I can get a brochure. I got my dad. I want to get him into the home. And I'm like, oh, my God, they thought that was real. Holy cow. I'm really bad. And then I looked down. It was my wife and my son sending me that email. So I just want to point out that you may have some future customers at A Place for Dad beyond, well, just beyond Joe Biden. We got about 35, 40 seconds. We're going to go to commercial break. Then we're going to show all the great work you've done. Any last thoughts as people get to watch the next few segments? They're going to see you guys in action. What are your parting thoughts about funny in 2023?
I just want to thank everybody for helping us out. There's so much funny. We want to catch up. I'd love to do this every week. I'd love to do it nightly. So the more people help, the more comedy we can bring.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JUSTNEWS15. That's the promo code JUSTNEWS15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Welcome back, America. We're kicking off 2023, like we promised, with a look back at some of the most popular videos from the hit sketch comedy show, That Show Tonight. The next segment features some of my favorite videos. You know why? Because they poke fun at the IRS and the FBI, two agencies I spent a little bit of time of investigating. Take a quick look at how funny these guys are about the FBI and IRS.
This is a song about the FBI, shall we?
Yes, one take. In 1908, in Washington, D.C., a police force was formed to protect both you and me.
It started with 10 men, and it grew and grew and grew. And now we got the right to do anything we want to. My, oh, my, I'm working for the FBI. Oh, yeah, I said, my, oh, my, I'm working for the FBI. And if we come a knocking, oh, you better run and hide.
You better, buddy.
I got a badge and a gun and unlimited funds. Woo! And if we're on your tail, we'd love to see you run, cause I'm working for the FBI.
Yay!
And if we testify, you know, we're gonna lie.
That's right, we're gonna lie through our teeth. Gonna spy on your mama, your daddy too. And if we find no evidence, we're gonna plant it on you.
Oh,
yeah.
We're working for the FBI.
FBI, for the FBI.
Take a selfie at the Capitol and you'll get raided in the night.
That's what we do.
I'm in the FBI. I'm in the FBI. I'm in the FBI. I said FU in the FBI. We're breaking all the rules and the media will turn a blind eye.
No CNN, nothing.
And now I'm gonna tell you something, and you're bound to get pissed.
Yeah.
You'll never see the names on Epstein's list.
No. That's not right.
I'm working on the FBI.
FBI. For the FBI.
And if your name is Trump.
Yeah, Michael, what's gonna happen?
I said, if your last name is Trump.
Tell them to them.
We're gonna chase you for the rest of your life.
Woo!
It's something more. It's the will to win. And it's not the army. It's the IRS.
Rising sun.
Up all day with the rising sun.
Gonna order all day till the money's gone.
Gonna order all day till the money's gone.
I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Don't go touch a Pelosi's gold.
Don't go touch a Pelosi's gold.
You are the sorriest bunch of IRS agents I have ever seen.
Sorry, Drill Sergeant. We'll do better, Drill Sergeant.
Now it's time for firearm training.
What?
Yeah, and you will get guns.
Whoa. Do we really need the guns? I mean, we're just IRS.
Yes, not for Democrats.
Okay, I'm going to have to switch my party affiliation.
Yeah, I'm a Democrat, too.
Oh, I'm a Democrat, yeah.
Democrat. We're Democrats.
Okay.
Yeah. You're lucky.
The IRS.
So where's Biden now? Is he on the helicopter? Okay, yeah, that's no good. You got to get him out of there. Yeah, he just tested positive for COVID. Again. No, he doesn't really have it. We just tell him that. Yeah, keeps him out of trouble. I know, right? All right, thank you, Donnan. I'll talk to you later. All right, Kowalski, that is that. It is lunchtime, my friend. And I am feeling the need for endless salad and breadsticks. Let's go.
I'm just going to hang out here today, I think.
What do you mean? Come on. We're going out. What's wrong?
Well, today's my birthday, and nobody here at the office even acknowledged it. And yeah, I'm a little bummed out about it.
All right. How long have we been partners? 10 years, 11 years? In all that time, have I ever forgotten your birthday?
No.
That's right. 2 years ago, what do?
We got those guys to kidnap the governor of Michigan.
And we almost pulled it off. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
And then last year, I outdid myself. What kind of fun did we have?
We arrested the soccer moms at the PTA meeting.
Yes, and to this day, they are labeled domestic terrorists. Come on!
Yeah, that was great.
And you think I would have forgot you. Buddy, I was going to wait till after lunch. I was going to wait till the dessert to tell you this one. Guess where we're going tonight?
Where?
We are going to raid Donald Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago. You, me, and a bunch of other goons. We are going in there. No search warrant. I'm having them turn off the security cameras. We're just going to do whatever we want in his house for hours. You want to plant evidence? We can do that. Happy birthday.
This is really happening.
Yes.
I get Melania's underwear drawer.
If you want it, you can have it. It's your birthday, buddy.
What are we doing here?
All right. Hey, pal. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Chalmers.
What's the code on this door?
Oh, 666.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, that's why comedy matters, folks. Only a show like that show tonight can capture the hypocrisy and the absurdity that leaves you scratching your head and holding your ribs because you've been laughing too hard. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off.
Welcome back, everybody. Last year in politics was without a doubt memorable. And while much of the news was depressingly sobering, that show tonight always had us laughing throughout all of it. Take a look at these next segments that demonstrate the ups and downs of the medical community during COVID-19. And with no thanks to news media or online censorship, roll the tape.
Meet Joe. He's a self-made man. His own business, a nice house, and a wife and kids that couldn't love him more. What a selfish, racist prick. Like millions of Americans, Joe's only focus was personal responsibility and happiness. After being convinced that society owed him more, Joe's buddy 2 Chainz from the bowling alley introduced Joe to prescription Democratica, a revolutionary medication that redefines the way you see the world. Democratica's active ingredient targets and blocks the brain's logic receptors, allowing ideas like social justice and redistribution of wealth to dominate your neural pathways. Now Joe no longer worries about his house and his family. Thanks to Democratica, Joe's only concern is fixing an obviously broken America. Ask your doctor or that guy by the Jiffy Lube dumpster if prescription Democratica is right for you. Trust me, it is. Possible side effects may include loss of appetite, lack of sleep, uncontrolled feelings of sadness, uncontrolled feelings of rage, uncontrolled feelings, a sudden desire to loot a dollar store, a frequent urge to virtue signal, and increased levels of unemployment. Call your doctor right away if you experience a desire to stand for the national anthem. Depression or mental health problems could and will get worse while taking Democratica. Don't take Democratica if you're also taking Logica or Realitix, as an acute onset of reality could occur. Democratica, because your feelings matter more than anything.
Hey, where are you going?
Whoa, easy, guy.
Hey, give me your wallet and nobody has to get hurt.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you my wallet.
Slowly.
I'll give you my watch.
Slowly.
Everything. Just don't worry.
Hey, whoa, easy.
What?
You're not wearing a mask, man.
No, I'm not. I'm not wearing a mask.
Why aren't you wearing a mask?
I haven't worn a mask in months. You don't have to wear them anymore.
Just because you don't have to doesn't mean you should. Like, dude, this is not just for my safety. It's for yours as well.
What do you mean safety? You're out here mugging people.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm mugging one person, but it's like you could cough on me and kill somebody's grandmother and not even know it, man.
Okay, hold on. If I cough on you, you already got it. Look at this. That's not 6 feet.
Okay, fair.
Okay.
Bit of a teaching moment for me, and I appreciate you correcting me and educating me. Before we move forward and you give me your wallet, I would just feel a lot better about this if you put a mask on.
Please. I'm not going to put a mask on.
Oh, my God.
I haven't done it the whole time. They don't work. The government says you don't have to wear them anymore. Even on the planes, they go, you don't have to wear the mask anymore, and everybody's happy.
I still wear mine on a plane because I care about people.
Hold up. You're out here mugging people, but you still got enough money to fly around on airplanes? What's up with that?
Well, it's just inflation, man. Inflation's like 15%, man. Like, the money I have doesn't go anywhere anymore, so I just figure I'll take your money, and then, like, you know, I can buy more masks with it.
I work hard for my money. That's why I was working so late.
Yeah, but at least you got a job, man.
Oh, yeah? What happened to you?
Well, if you must know, I worked on the Keystone Pipeline. I was, like, the first person that they shut down. So, yeah, I haven't had a job in, like, years, man.
Wow, you're supposed to work on the Keystone Pipeline?
Yeah.
And you've been looking for work this whole time?
Yeah.
Dude, that sucks. I'm very sorry about that.
That's okay, man. You happen to have some hand sanitizer on you?
I don't have that.
Oh my God, what's wrong? You're like a walking Superfund site, okay, man.
Hold on, listen. I'm on my way home. My wife, she always makes big dinners. You're welcome to join us. We'll get you a nice warm meal. Maybe you take a shower, we'll get you back on your feet, and you can stop mugging people.
You mean that, man?
Yes, I do.
All right. But will you wear a mask in the car, though?
I'm not going to wear a mask in the car.
That's such a simple gesture.
Listen, I never said you didn't have to wear it. You can wear yours the whole time. Figure out how you can slide a mouthful of lasagna through that thing. You'll be happy as a clam.
I'm not going to take it off.
Leave it on. I don't care. It's okay. Take a deep breath. You had a surgery. You've been under anesthesia, but you're okay. We're gonna get you out of here.
Well, what's going on?
Well, you had an event, and we had to operate, but you're gonna be okay.
Why is my rear end killing me?
We had to perform an emergency intracranial rectal removal. And the worst part is, this has been happening a lot. This is the second time you've been in the hospital because your head has been up your ass. I need to ask you something. Are you a Democrat?
Yeah, of course I am. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I was in the union about 20 years ago.
Okay. Just... Slow down. We don't want that head to go back up there. All right? This happens a lot with liberals. Your beliefs and the way you vote affects the way your head relates with your butthole. And it'll just go right up there and it'll block reality
completely.
But we
gotta be loyal and no matter what this is.
Whoa, shush. It'll happen right as I'm sitting here. It's not pleasant to watch. We spent a lot of money. Your insurance isn't gonna cover it anymore, okay? So this is it. This can't happen again. So I want you to take a look at this. That is the Constitution. Now look at it, read it, and that's going to affect the way you see the world. Okay. Welcome aboard. I'm also going to write you a prescription for a couple of old Ronald Reagan speeches and some patriotic films, maybe 13 hours. I want you to watch those. I'm going to send in a nurse in with some Jell-O and a pile of money.
Okay.
Think about that.
Yeah, I don't want my head up my ass ever again.
No.
Oh my God, it hurts.
Yeah, you should be the guy that has to get that thing out of there. Sorry about the smell.
Yeah, I guess it's my upper lip.
Yep, we're gonna get some Purell in here. Hang tight.
Thank you. Constitution. Whew.
Oh man, that is some funny stuff, isn't it? Now, it's hard to believe our hour is already up, but if you want to get in on more of this all year long, it's really simple to do. Do what I've done. Go and subscribe. All you got to do is go to thatshowtonight.com. You can subscribe. You get in on all the fun. It is an amazing experience. Funny humor for all the rest of us in America, not the elitist, real America. Go join today. That wraps up our show and the beginning of 2023. Want to wish you a happy new year. We'll be back tomorrow with regular program.
It's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.